All right, everybody, welcome back. Today, we're going deep on AI in Sauce. You know, you sent over some really cool stuff for this one, especially how to add artificial intelligence to your Sauce product.
It's a good one.
It is. Feels like everyone's trying to figure this out right now.
For sure.
So, are you ready to explore all this? Like how AI can actually, you know, change the game for Sauce?
Let's do it. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you've been coding AI for years or just starting out.
Right.
This deep dive, I think, will make a lot of sense for everybody.
Okay, so we've got this article which, like, lays out a roadmap. But before we get into all we keep saying AI and Sauce.
Right.
Should we, like, you know, just define those really quick, just so everyone's on the same page?
Yeah, absolutely. So Sauce, right. Software as a service. Mm-hmm. It's all about delivering software online.
Oh.
Think about the tools you use every day, like project management stuff, CRMs, email platforms.
Got it.
All that's Sauce. Living in the cloud.
Okay, and what about AI? That's where it gets kind of mind-blowing, I think.
AI. Artificial intelligence. Giving computers the ability to, like, think almost like humans.
Whoa, okay. So we've got software up in the cloud and computers learning to think like us.
I know, right?
It's like computers moved out of the basement into a penthouse and now they're learning new skills.
Exactly.
But, like, why should Sauce people even care about this? Like, what's the big deal about combining these two?
This isn't just some trendy tech thing. It's about, like, a whole new level of potential for Sauce.
Okay.
Think about it, more efficient, much better user experiences, and a serious edge over the competition.
I mean, that all sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's not like we just sprinkle some AI on our Sauce and it's magically better, right?
You got it.
This article seems to say you need a strategy.
Right.
It mentions, like, the right opportunities. Well, what does it even mean?
Totally. We need to be strategic about where we use AI. We have to pinpoint the areas in our Sauce where it'll actually make a difference.
Got it.
So you have to think about your users. What are they struggling with? Which tasks are super repetitive or boring? What can we automate or make easier?
So it's like finding the rough spots in your Sauce and using AI to smooth them out, make it better for everyone.
You nailed it.
I like that.
And then this article gets even cooler. It talks about a decision matrix.
Oh, wow.
It's like a framework to help you match your specific needs to the best AI tools out there.
Okay, that's cool. Like a cheat sheet for the AI world.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's say I want to analyze customer feedback. What kind of tool should I be looking at?
Probably natural language processing or NLP.
Yeah.
It's a type of AI that helps computers understand human language. Like, it can read and interpret feedback, not just words.
So it's like this AI is reading tons of feedback and then it tells me, hey, your users love this, but they hate that.
Pretty much.
That's really powerful. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be a catch, right? Like, don't we need something else to make the AI magic work?
You're right on the money. It's like this, you are what you eat. And for AI, that means data. You feed it bad data, you get bad results.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. This article really emphasizes how important good data is for AI to be actually intelligent.
Okay, so what kind of data do I even have?
That's the question. Think about it. What are you already collecting? User behavior preferences, demographics, even the content they're creating.
We do have a lot of that.
That's the gold mine. But it can't just be any data. It has to be high quality, relevant, clean data.
Nope.
Because you're using this data to train your AI models.
Ah.
And the quality of the data directly impacts how smart, how accurate, how effective those models are.
Makes sense. So we need to find the right spots for AI and then feed it the right data.
Yep.
But what's next? How do we actually build and integrate these AI models into our existing Sauce?
This is where it gets a bit more technical, but the article does a good job breaking it down.
Okay.
Think of it in three stages. First, you develop the model that's picking the right algorithms and techniques. Then you train the model using all that good data we talked about. And finally, you integrate that model into your Sauce.
Honestly, when I hear model development algorithms, all that, my brain kind of shuts off.
Uh-huh. I get it.
But it also feels like there's so much potential there.
There really is.
So much we can do.
And the cool thing is you don't have to be a coding whiz to make this happen. There are so many resources and tools to help.
That's good.
The key is to get the big picture. What's possible, what the benefits are, and how it all ties back to a better user experience.
Speaking of benefits, what are some of the tangible things Sauce providers can expect to see once they've got AI up and running?
Let's start with user experience. Imagine your Sauce personalizing the onboarding for each new user.
Okay.
It analyzes their data, you know, role industry goals even,
yeah,
and customizes their first steps.
Wow.
Less hand-holding, faster time to value, and a much better overall experience.
It's like a personal guide for each user, leading them through the SaaS and making sure they get the most out of it. What else? What about those data-driven insights we were talking about before?
Totally. Remember all that data you're collecting? AI can turn that into something you can actually use.
Okay.
It analyzes user behavior, spots trends, and it might say something like, hey, users who use this feature are 20% more likely to pay for a plan.
No way.
That's gold for figuring out what to build next and for marketing your SaaS.
So it's not just about making the SaaS smarter. It's about making the people behind it smarter, too.
100%.
That changes everything. But, you know, as we've been talking, something's been on my mind.
Yeah.
With all this powerful AI stuff, we can't forget about being human.
You're so right.
We can't let AI replace human connection, empathy, that personal touch that makes the SaaS really stand out.
Could not agree more.
Okay, so we've covered a ton today. And like any good deep dive, we probably have even more questions now than when we started.
That's how it always goes.
What's your biggest takeaway? What's one thing you're going to look into more when it comes to AI in your SaaS?
That's a good question. You know, I think for me, it's all about that balance between the amazing things AI can do and remembering that SaaS is ultimately about people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to explore how we can use AI to enhance that human element, not replace it.
That's a great point. I think we all need to keep that in mind as we move forward with AI.
Absolutely.
Well, that was a fascinating deep dive. I think we all learned a lot today.
Yeah, me too.
Be sure to check out the show notes for links to the article we discussed and some other resources. And until next time, keep innovating and keep exploring the possibilities of AI in SaaS.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.